You might still not know too many people who have gotten their COVID vaccination. After all, 90% of the country remains unjabbed as we speak, but that will quickly change as more vaccine comes into the pipeline. President Biden announced another 100 million doses that he's buying just tonight. And more mass vaccination sites are set up, like the one at Six Flags America in Prince George's County, possibly the most high-profile location in our area. WTOP Sports Director George Wallace got his first injection today at Six Flags. He got the Pfizer vaccine, and George joins us live now. So take us through this from start to finish, George. You got off the beltway, and then what did you see and what did you do?
Well, Dimitri, you follow these signs to Six Flags. Very organized. Cones everywhere, and they even have signs up that say vaccination site and then which direction to go. Police officers there directing traffic. They don't let you turn in certain lights. You have to go down to specific ones where you get in because it's very, very organized once you get up there into the lights and then onto the property at Six Flags. And you just follow the cones all the way around. Number of people there directing traffic. They hold traffic one aisle at a time, allow some other cars to go. Very, very organized, and everybody very patient while waiting.
How long did it take?
My appointment is 1 o'clock. I arrived about 12:40, and I left at about 1:30. That includes the waiting time after receiving the first shot, where you have to self-monitor for about 15 minutes. And they're very, very good about that, too. You pull forward after you get the shot. There's about two to three cars a line where you self-monitor for 15 minutes. A nurse comes and checks on you, and then after 15 minutes, you can head towards the exit.
And we should quickly mention, you never get out of your car. You just sit in there behind the steering wheel. Do you just fill out some paperwork and then get the jab, or how does it work?
You never get out of your car. Nope. As you pull up, there are plenty of people there checking you in. Ask for your ID, and you scan your appointment that you have in your email, the barcode for your appointment. They make sure it's you, ask your questions, and then go through a certain number of questions as far as health questions. And then they mark your car on the windshield that say you're ready for the vaccine. And you pull up, and as the line becomes available, you pull in, and there's another 3, 4, 5 people there administering the shots.
We've actually heard the symptoms come after the second dose. So mm-hmm. Was there anything that bothered you physically or caused problems while you were on scene?
No, not at all. I've heard that too about the second, so we'll have to wait and see in 3 weeks. I'll let you know. But no, nothing at all. Right now, they put a Band-Aid on you and you're good to go.
So what is your advice for anybody else lining up to get their shot at a mass vaccination site like this? You can only talk about Six Flags. Some of the others in the area are set up differently, but what would you recommend?
Well, I was worried because I know we had talked about it, and we did plenty the other day about the long lines getting in. I think it was Thursday or Friday, so I was kind of worried about that. But now I understand why they say show up 15 minutes before your appointment, because it takes you about that long to go through the lines. And if you show up really early, then it can cause the jam. So I would say, you know, obviously check the traffic before you go. We do that on the 8s here, in case you didn't know. You can check that out and, you know, get there in a timely fashion. But be patient, because everybody's there for one reason, and everybody is there getting there for the shot. Obviously, it's a good thing. So just be patient. Know when you're going. You're going to spend, 45 minutes, maybe less, maybe a little more. But just be patient and just accept what comes, and knowing that you're going to get through it. And then when you leave there, you'll have your first or second shot.
That is WTOP Sports Director George Wallace joining us live. Just a few hours ago, he got the first injection of Pfizer vaccine for COVID at Six Flags, and he'll be back in 3 weeks to get that second dose, the booster.